Welcome to Health Matters, the mental health division. That's us. I am your host, Dr. Mark Vegan, a psychologist, and I'm with my co-host, Dr. Shelley Visconti, counselor and marriage and family therapist. February, unknown to me until tonight, is Senior Independence Month. Did you know that, Shelley?
I did.
Okay, good. Okay. And I am here, we are here in our studios with a very live program with four incredibly passionate women who know more about senior independent living than I've even thought about. We have Mary Alice Roundtree, we have Bridget Lyman, we have Susie Stewart, and we have Paula Fentner. Fenter. Did I get that right, Paula?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thanks. Want to start by inviting you, our listeners, to join this conversation, if you can get a word in edgewise, because all four of these women are incredibly passionate about this. They've been telling me about the baby boomer generation coming into their senior years and how that's changing our culture and the demands for services in terms of quality of life for people and as they age and so on. And they're telling me about people wanting to stay at home and not wanting to be in residential facilities and so on. Did I get all that correct?
You did.
I did. So let me ask Mary Alice, would you introduce yourself and tell our listeners who you are and kind of what you do, and then I'd ask each of the others of you to do the same.
Hi, I'm Mary Alice Roundtree, and I'm with the Caddo Council on Aging. And we're just delighted to be here, and we're just delighted with this subject. And what a wonderful subject to stay independent at home, because that's one of the main missions of the Caddo Council on Aging. We're an area agency on aging, and that's really our main focus, is to be the umbrella for all of the other agencies that are in Shreveport. We are supposed to be the resource center for anything there is to do about seniors. And so that's why we get very excited. We are passionate. Is to work on our resource directory. We have an online resource directory, and is to pull all the sources together of Susie and Paula and Bridget's technology and their knowledge to help our seniors.
Okay, well, you brought these three women with you, so.
I sure did, and I could have brought probably five more, and that's our thing. We have so many fabulous people here in Shreveport that's what they're working on. And I want to say before I introduce things, I think this is a very optimistic thing instead of it being a depressing subject, because it is happening, and it's happening very, very fast with technologies and things. We are going to be able to keep our seniors at home, and as Dorothy had it so many years ago, there's no place like home. And so we have Susie Stewart, and she is with Latan, and we have Paula Fenter, and she is with Allied Health, Balance Matters, and Bridget Lyman with the Disability Center. And so I'm going to let each one of them take over the mic and introduce themselves.
Thank you, Mary Alice. I am Susie Stewart, and I am with a nonprofit organization. We are statewide. We go by LATAN, which stands for Louisiana Assistive Technology Access Network. And now you know why we go by LATAN, because that's a mouthful. But we help individuals of all ages, but especially seniors, have access to the latest and greatest technologies. Some of them are low tech all the way up to high tech, but they have the opportunity to try it out before they buy it. So we have a device demonstration program and a device loan program. We also have an AT financial loan program that helps individuals have funding for the different technologies that are available. We also have a new program. It's called CAPS, which is Certified Aging in Place Specialists, and we have two specialists on staff, Philip Harris and Gary Mathern, and they are certified, and they actually do assessments for individuals that want to make their house more accessible to be able to age at home so they don't get forced into a situation to have to go to a facility. And then we also have our reuse program, so we help people to have access to used equipment that other people are getting rid of. So that's a great program. We also do emergency preparedness training, presentations, and information and assistance. So.
And you're going to tell us about these technologies that you're talking about.
I am going to share a little later on in our conversation. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm Paula Click Fenter. I'm a doctor of physical therapy, and I teach in the physical therapy program at LSU Health Sciences Center. One of the things that we do is we work with people after they've fallen and lost their balance. So what we want to do is to get out into the community, and we want to talk to people and teach them about balance and how they can stay healthy, how they can keep from falling, and how they can stay at home and be independent.
Okay.
I'm Bridget Lyman. I'm with the Aging and Disability Resource Center, which is housed at the Caddo Council on Aging. And a big part of what I do is to help keep up with all the resources in the community. It's a big job. My background, though, I also have had some experience in assisted living, in adult daycare, and in in-home aids. So I've got kind of a diverse background. I've worked in the senior scene all my life. And Mary Alice has just reminded me that I need to mention that the Aging and Disability Resource Center actually serves a 7-parish area. We work all throughout Northwest Louisiana. We are not limited to just Caddo Parish.
And you joined us on a previous program with Dr. Nanda.
I did. We were talking about Alzheimer's that day.
That's correct. Okay. Well, Mary Alice, where should we start here?
Well, I think it's just wonderful. I think we need to get into all these technologies, and it's just such an exciting time, and there's such flexibility. And I want to say one thing before everybody starts talking about is that we need to be, I want to encourage seniors, if you're listening to this station, is to be open-minded and be flexible. I know we don't like change, and this is something that people just fight and everything, but we need to get over that, and we need to really start being flexible. It's 2017, and if you want to remain living at home, then you've got to open your mind up to some new things that are going on, some new technologies, to the smartphones, to the new Uber transportation, and I'll be talking about that later, and options, and our new wonderful new bus system that's coming in. And so I think we should just open it up. We'll start talking about some of the things that are happening to help seniors stay at home. I want to do one thing, because you mentioned something, you love the expression that Paula and I were doing it. Paula and I are both the baby boomers, okay? We're the kind of the older group sitting here at this table now, as from the four of us, and we're like the big ship, okay? We're coming in here, and we're this big baby boomers. If you remember, we're the population that all the schoolhouses had the shacks on, okay? And we busted the elementary schools, and we came in. We're like that big ship that's coming into the big iceberg here, and for all the younger people, this baby boomer generation is coming in, and they're breaking up the ice. We're breaking up the ice. We're forcing the issue of the culture change in nursing homes and of these new technologies. And truth be said, people are going to have to stay home. There's not enough infrastructure, and there's not enough money in the world to house all of our baby boomers in long-term care facilities. There's definitely a need for long-term care facilities, and we'll talk about that with the culture change later in nursing homes. But we are really kind of busting this thing open, and it's very exciting. I get very excited about all the resources. And so I think we should first start with technology, because I think technology is the big buzzword, and we're delighted to have Susie and Latan in this area. And we're just excited about this program, because we haven't been able to talk to Susie in a couple months. And so this is exciting. Susie, tell us, what is going on with technology?
Well, technology is wonderful. It's always changing, always evolving. And, sometimes that can be scary, because the moment we get one thing, we think it's changed. But the best part about it is that as more technology comes out and becomes mainstream, it makes it cheaper and easier to access and more user-friendly for seniors, too. They become more familiar with it. They're much more open to using the technologies. I would love to say, because people hear the word technology and they get really scared. They're like, oh my goodness, I must have to use a computer or something like that. And it's really not that way anymore. And when you hear people say assistive technology, they think, oh, I don't even begin to know what that is. But it's really stuff that's very low tech. I always ask people in presentations and things I do, could you guess what the most common piece of assistive technology is? Anybody at this table want to guess?
No, but I want to know, because I'm basic.
Well, actually, I see a few people in this room using it. So if you had to guess, there you go. 75 million Americans use eyeglasses or contacts to help correct their vision. So that's, super interesting that, the general population uses assistive technology on an everyday basis. And that's just the beginning.
And I want the new eyeglasses that tell me who that person is that I'm talking to. They're supposed to give me a contact, right? It's supposed to hit me in one part of the eye. I'm ready for that. I've got my eye done, so let's go.
let's get ready. And some of the other technologies, people always assume they're going to be super expensive. And some of the, greatest pieces of technology are low cost, simple, you know, things from, you know, a little medication reminder that helps remind us to take our medicine, to a button hook zipper pull for somebody that has arthritis, that they can be able to dress themselves and not be in pain and things like that. Just all kinds of little items that I could go through. But it's later down my list. So.
And Susie, I was just reading something like, aren't they now becoming so more affordable? And you find many of these things just right at your local Walmart or your local drugstore, correct?
Yes, that's correct, for sure, that you see this stuff out on the market all the time, and it's definitely more mainstream because people want to use it. And that's the best part about what our centers do, what Latan does, and what our goal is. We don't sell anything. That's real important for everybody to understand. So people, if they see me coming with technology, they think so many times that I'm a salesperson and that I'm trying to get you to buy something. That is not my goal at all. Our only goal is for people to be able to try out before they go and spend money or have some type of funding spend money for them. Basically, if we had the option to try everything out before we bought it, wouldn't that be awesome?
So you're really more of a demonstration. You don't actually sell the equipment. You just have catalogs and you demonstrate what's out there.
Correct. And then if people decide that, hey, this is something that's going to work good for me and it's going to help me stay at home, then we can give them the resources on how they can purchase it. We also, if funding is an issue, then we try to help them find different funding options, including our financial loan program, if that's the case, because that is a program where people that may not have the best credit or something like that have an opportunity to get approved through our own loan program, and it's for devices that are $500 up to $50,000, they can do a loan.
I want to remind our listeners, to call in 1-800-552-8502 and see if you can interrupt the enthusiasm that's sitting next to me, because these people are on fire regarding this issue. I'd like to hear more about the technologies. I heard about the glasses, which I've been wearing a long time, and then the button hook. Was the second? What was the third?
What, the medication reminder?
Medication reminders.
And what's the main thing that puts a person in the nursing home, Susie? Isn't it bathtub and the bathroom? Isn't that bathroom the treacherous thing that between the fall, the broken hip puts them in the nursing home, but then also torturing? So,
definitely,
just a few ideas of some of those bathroom things.
Well, they have lots of different bathroom things. So, you know, this is one of those things that when we're thinking about remaining independent, a lot of people think, oh my goodness, it's going to be something really costly. But a lot of times it's some things that are fairly inexpensive. And when I say fairly inexpensive, under $50 or under $100, but you're looking at just even a bath mat to keep somebody from falling. You know, falls are some of the number one reasons that seniors end up losing their independence. That's why they end up in a home, is a fall. That is the number one reason. And so that's real important. And I know Bridget wants to share some things that can help with falls. So,
Paula.
I'm sorry.
Hi, that's all right. This is Paula. Some of what happens if you lose your balance is that you do end up with a fall. You can be hurt, but very often it scares you to death. And some people are so afraid after a fall, they don't even move a little bit. We call it fear of falling. One of the ways that you can help prevent a fall is to stay healthy. And that's part of the reason we're here, is we want people to stay independent, living at home, and to stay healthy. Just to let you know what's happening here in Shreveport, one of the things that I do with the Caddo Council on Aging is to present Balance Does Matter classes. And we have a set of four classes happening consecutively on the next four Thursday evenings, starting March the 2nd. And those four evenings, we're going to have 6 to 8 o'clock classes at St. Luke's Methodist Church on Urey Drive. And so if you're interested, call the Caddo Council on Aging and give them your name so that you can come and learn more about balance. Because we don't want you to fall. We want to see you out healthy and moving and able to be as active as you possibly can safely.
Can you tell our listeners sort of what the content of these four classes is? Can you explain a little about that?
Well, certainly. During the first class, I actually will have some of my students with me, and we'll help people understand where their individual balance losses might be. We'll have you do a few maneuvers, and people always think a fall is a fall or balance is balance, but it's very, very individualized. And so we try to help an individual understand maybe where their weak areas are, and then we'll try to show you some ways that you can, some information and movements that you can take home and actually practice on a regular basis in order to maybe get stronger, have a little bit better balance, and even focusing back on technologies, maybe just some suggestions of how to be safer in your home, like lighting the pathway on the floor between your bed and the bathroom so that you don't wake up at night and maybe trip. How can you stay stronger? And maybe that is just standing at your kitchen cabinet and doing some movements that help you get stronger and stay stronger. So we try to provide you with not only a class for that evening, but some information that you can take home and use on a regular basis.
Paula, before we leave Paula for just a minute, there's another part of that class that I thought was fascinating. We have brought now in the pharmacy schools to tell them about the different medications, because many times the medications help are doing something with them to possibly be dizzy or something. Can you touch on that for just a minute, Paula?
Well, we all know that dizziness can happen anytime, but it's a lot more prevalent when you're taking more medications. In the medical world, we know that if someone has four prescription medications, we start to worry about side effects. Learning which medication is giving you a side effect might help you understand then what's causing your dizziness, and you can go to your doctor and ask, is there another medication that could be used that won't make me so dizzy? Because dizziness will certainly lead to falls.
Well, of course, anyone who's experiencing dizziness should be talking to their physicians.
Absolutely. And one other thing many people don't know is that you should always use the same pharmacist, and that as a customer of a pharmacist, that pharmacist can often schedule an appointment with you and sit down with you and talk to you about your medications. And so one of the newer things in pharmacy is to have clinical pharmacists who spend time with the patients. And also the pharmacist is a direct conduit to your physician, because that pharmacist may often call and ask the doctor if another medication might work, or if maybe two medications are working together and might be causing some of the issues as well.
And you know, while we're talking about medications, if I can, to Bridget, okay, we have the Aging and Disability Resource Center and Part D. Let's talk about Part D plans on how to pay for those medications. Don't you agree, Paula? And so we have staff on hand that can actually help people pick the right Medicare Part D program and also get free prescriptions. Bridget, can you tell us a little bit about the Resource Center?
Sure. First of all, starting with Part D, that's that part of Medicare through private companies that pays for your prescription medications. And many people don't realize that it's important to take a look at this each year, because the plans change from year to year. They change in what they cover, their formularies change, they also change in their prices. And the other thing that happens is that our medications may change during the year, so that what we're taking this year may be tweaked a little bit by our doctor through the year. So each year during open enrollment, which we just ended in December, it starts October 15th each year and ends December 10th. And that's the time of year that we can look at our Part D plans and make a decision about whether or not that's still the same plan we want for the following year, beginning January 1. And part of what we do at the Aging and Disability Resource Center is help people look at their Part Ds. During open enrollment, we schedule appointments pretty much back-to-back with people who come in, no cost to them. We look at their Part Ds, we look at all their medications, and we also take into account the pharmacy they use to help determine which plans would be good choices for them in the following year. So I urge all of you to come in for your Medicare checkup during open enrollment so you can keep from spending too much money on medication. Also, we have a Senior RX program. I'm sure most of you have heard of the donut hole, which is That is a problem with all Part Ds. It doesn't matter which plan you choose. It has to do with the amount of money you spend and your plan spends on your medications. And once you reach a certain level, you fall into that donut hole. And what that means is that your plan does not cover your medications as well. So what our program does is help our clients work with their directly. We work directly with the manufacturers of the prescription drugs to help them get into their assistance programs, their patient assistance programs. And many times what that means is we can help them get their more expensive medications for free so that they can still get their medications even though they don't have good health insurance coverage. This program also works for the uninsured and people with just poor insurance coverage for one reason or another. So it's not just limited to our seniors.
So say the name of this program again.
It's called Senior RX.
Senior RX. Mm-hmm. But this is a free counseling service,
right,
that helps seniors understand their Part D choices and how to navigate Part D.
Yes. And also we can help you with prescription drugs when you're in a donut hole or have poor insurance coverage. But yeah, we do counseling for free. We do general Medicare counseling, and when we don't know the answer, we refer out. And this is all done through our Aging and Disability Resource Center, which is housed at the Cattle Council on Aging. But I do outreach all over the seven parishes. I go to all the councils on aging in the parishes that we serve. Sometimes I can go to libraries. I can go to almost any public place, to senior living facilities, to help seniors where they are so they don't have to come to us.
You know, listening to the three of you, I just had no idea about these services. That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fabulous.
There's a lot out there. It's hard to keep up with all of it, but we do our best.
I mean, how many people do you service, like in this particular program dealing with Part D?
Oh, probably during the last open enrollment, we probably served, I know we were turning in numbers between 200 and 300 a month that we were serving with our entire program, and most of those during that time period were Part D.
Wow, that's excellent. So there's probably many, many more people that could use this service.
Yeah, we can't get to everybody, but we can certainly try.
Okay, very good.
Part of the problem is that Medicare can't do this and Social Security can't do this. They don't have monies to do these public education pieces. So most people just kind of fall into Medicare when they turn 65 and they don't really understand it. So we urge people to come to us before they're 65. So at least within the 3-month period before they turn 65, so that we can help them make good decisions for themselves, and we can keep them from having penalties on top of their premiums for being late with certain things, and we just, you know, there's just so many mistakes you can make that will affect your money for the rest of your life.
Sounds to me like a fabulous service.
Yeah. This is kind of where I jump in, and this is my battle cry among anyone.
Let me interrupt you 1 minute. I know you're enthusiastic, but I want our listeners to call in and join the conversation at 1-800-552-8502. If you're a listener, I challenge you to interrupt Mary Alice. Go ahead, Mary Alice.
I'm only going to say one thing, but that's my battle cry. Turn 65. You're getting near to 65. It's all of my buddies that we're all planning our reunions. You need to call the Caddo Council on Aging. Turning 65 has become very dangerous. Used to be at 65, you got the gold watch. You retired, you started getting your Social Security, you got Medicare, it all fit together. It's not fitting together anymore, y'all. You're working maybe at 65, maybe you have credible insurance, maybe you don't have credible insurance, maybe you're not drawing your Social Security, you get Medicare, how are you going to pay for Medicare? Because you're not getting that Social Security check, so the premium is not coming out of your check. Now you've got to, I'm not going to get into it, our number is 676-7900. When you call the Caddo Council on Aging, you will not get push 1, push 2, or 3. Can you believe that? I mean, in this day and time, you have to stay on the line long enough, but you will get an actual person that will answer the telephone.
I guess my question is, how old will that person be who's on the telephone? Will he or she be 18 or will he or she
be? Well, I hate to say this. People at the Caddo Council on Aging, we do stay a long time, but we're not all over 65, okay? I would say that I'm the matriarch more, okay? So you're going to have some younger people. But that's the exciting thing is that you can actually talk to someone and not get that push one, push two, push three, which is so frustrating for seniors. And we tell people at the staff, too, if we don't know the answer, you know, then we tell them to call Susie. We tell them to call Paula. We tell them to call someone. But we do not lead the senior on a wild goose chase, okay? We tell them we don't know. We got to find out.
And we have a couple of caller questions.
Okay.
We have a question about yoga and Tai Chi and balance, and then also jump rope and balance. Do any of those things tend to help balance? I mean, I would assume that first that we would need to talk with our doctor to make sure that it's safe for us to engage in these activities. But Tai Chi, yoga, jumping rope.
Paula, it seems to me like this ball gets thrown into your court.
Right between my eyes, yes. Always ask your doctor first. But part of what you need to understand is that balance is many different things. It might be strength. It might be posture. It might be your ability to stand on one leg. So one of the other things I would encourage you to do is to think about what is it you want from these exercises. If you have osteoporosis and it's safe for you to jump rope, then you are helping your bones get stronger when you jump rope. If you have a more balance problem, and most of the research that we see with some of the alternative exercises looks at Tai Chi, and Tai Chi actually has been proven to help balance and cognition. Now, if we look at some of the reasons people get admitted to nursing homes, cognition is right up there in the top three. So you can help your memory as well as your balance by taking Tai Chi. Yoga is a very good stretching and core strengthening program, but part of what you need to know is there are many different types of yoga. And so the first thing I would do is ask my physician, and very often the physician may have some idea about the yogas, or they may say, I'm going to send you to the PT and let them decide, because there are yogas that are easy enough that they're done from a chair. You don't even have to get on the floor. And then there's some yogas that are much, much more invigorating, and I can't keep up with those individuals. I actually take yoga Tuesday and Thursday morning each week myself, but I understand that staying healthy takes a lot more than just core strength and stretching. And so I do strength and I do cardiovascular training on the other days of the week. That way I get a balance of exercise. A little pun intended there, but there are many different things that we need to think about.
So it sounds like it's not just a one-size-fits-all. That really you need to consult your doctor, maybe consult some professionals, and it's really a program that you'll need to put together to make sure that all of your deficits or areas that may be a little weak are addressed.
Absolutely, and it needs to be something that you do habitually. We're able to remember to eat two or three times a day, and with your exercise, it needs to be in your schedule, and it's something that you do several times a week.
Paula, again, remind our listeners about your program, because sometimes if they only hear it once, it doesn't. They may want to know again.
Yes. Starting the first Thursday in March, which is next Thursday, we will have classes from 6 to 8 o'clock on Balance Does Matter at St. Luke's Church, St. Luke's Methodist Church on Urey Drive. So 6 to 8 o'clock, St. Luke's, starting next Thursday. We have four consecutive classes, and you are welcome to come.
How often are these four consecutive classes offered during the year?
They're offered twice a year. We had classes last fall, and we are repeating some of those classes with some little different tweaks here in the spring, because we had people who weren't able to come in the fall.
Okay, and the times again, and how long do they last?
Times, 6 to 8 o'clock, starting this Thursday, March the 2nd, and they will go for the first four Thursdays in March. 6 to 8 o'clock, St. Luke's Methodist Church on Urey Drive.
Great. Thank you.
Just a reminder, if you do plan to call the Council on Aging. And the number is, Mary Alice?
676-7900. We do need to have reservations for those four classes. And remember, you do need to go to all four classes. It's just not one class. You're committing for four classes.
Again, I challenge our listeners to call in at 1-800-552-8502 and see if you can create a new balance between our speakers. How's that as a pun? Or maybe catch some of the speakers off balance. Where do you want to go from here, ladies?
We haven't talked about diet and making sure that seniors are eating healthy and getting healthy meals and things like that. Any suggestions as to that area?
Well, I'm sure Mary Alice will talk about the Meals on Wheels, but we need to remember that nutrition is just like putting gas in our car. What happens when you don't have gas in the car? You sit still, don't you? And in order to stay healthy, we need to have a good balanced diet. One of the things I suggest to seniors are once you start to get Medicare services is that you ask your physician for a nutrition consultation, because when you start Medicare, many things need to be evaluated in order to get a baseline and in order to educate you to stay healthy. And a physical therapy evaluation and a nutritional evaluation by someone who is licensed in that area should be covered by Medicare. And so that's a good place for you to start.
That's a question I want to throw back to them again, because Bridget and I are both looking at each other because we're supposed to know this absolutely. But are those one of the preventive services, Paula, that has come to place in the last couple years of the occupational therapy analysis of the home and of the nutrition and the wellness exam every year?
I'm not sure about the home evaluation, but certainly there are some other options for that here that Susie has mentioned. And it is some of the health health and wellness types of services or prevention services that are available. And many times we have some issues that are going on that we don't complain about and don't talk to the doctor about. But I encourage you to be very open and turn on your complaining mode if you need to make sure that your physician knows what is going on with you so that they'll be able to better keep you healthy.
Well, in regard to home assessments that we're doing, the CAPS assessments are for aging in place. So those are strictly designed for structural, you know, they examine the home to make sure that that people can get in and out safely, that and these changes, home modifications, we call them, are not necessarily, you know, people always think, oh, I've got to have my bathroom ripped out and redone. That a lot of times that's not necessarily the case. A lot of times they can come in and it doesn't cost you anything other than you have to relay out your room and you have to declutter some areas to prevent a fall. You also have to may have to make some low cost changes, like we talked about adding lighting, and people think, oh, I've got to have an electrician come in and rewire my whole house and put some lights in. Not necessarily. You can get some of those very simple, you know, stick up above the cabinets, and you can pop batteries in them and line them on walls and in different areas. And those are low cost, inexpensive ways to make changes to your home to keep you safe. As far as with some of the nutritional things and eating appropriately, as far as assistive technology that we think about, you know, especially for individuals that want to be able to feed themselves. Everybody wants to remain independent, and some of those things are, you know, that's real important for our dignity to be able to do those kind of things. And assistive technology can free up or allow someone to be able to feed themselves versus having someone, especially someone that may have tremors, and that could be from Parkinson's or it could be from, you know, medications that you take that give you a lot of tremors and you're not able to keep your hands still enough to be able to use the proper utensils. There are all kinds of low-cost utensils out there that can make a difference for someone to feed themselves. There's, you know, special plates and they're all very low cost, you know, not something super expensive, but it makes the difference for somebody that may be like, well, I don't want to eat. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want people to see me or do anything. So that's important. I think, you know, over the years that I've worked with seniors, which has been a lot of years, you know, and I think we all feel that way, is to maintain as much dignity as we possibly can and still be able to enjoy life, that quality of life. And I think so much of our technology and different stuff like that allows that.
So. When I was, Susie, what is that number that they can call you to find out more information about that cap? This is something that I think is very, very interesting and has not been really discussed.
Well, for a CAPS assessment, they can call our office in Shreveport. Our number is 318-841-1548, or they can call our 1-800 number, which is 800-270-6185. It's important for everyone to know our center is here in Shreveport, but we actually, our Shreveport Center takes care of the whole northern part of the state from Alexandria up, and then our South Louisiana Center takes care of the whole south or southern part of the state. And so we actually travel to people. So if they want to see equipment, try it out, loan it, they contact us and we will travel to them to make that happen if they don't have transportation to us.
Yeah, we have a caller. We have Mr. Brown from Bossier. Go right ahead with your question or comment, Mr. Brown.
Yes, I was wondering whether the Caddo Council on Aging had sort of daily activities for seniors or, you know, like the Bossier Council on Aging has exercise classes and bingo and that sort of thing going on every day. Does Caddo have the same thing?
Yes, what we do with our exercises and different programs is we have a wonderful thing that's going on in Shreveport. Instead of the Caddo Council on Aging just having one big senior center for Caddo Parish, we're very lucky in Shreveport to have so many fabulous spa facilities, and those are the Shreveport recreational centers. And so what we did years ago is that we partner with the city of Shreveport, and they maintain the senior programs at all of the spas. So what's exciting is that there's a spa center almost in every single neighborhood in Shreveport, and spa actually does the programs. They do the exercise programs. They have fabulous exercise equipment, by the way, in every single spa facility in Shreveport, and they have a senior manager. And so what the Caddo Council on Aging did is we partnered with them, and so a senior can go to the spa facility, do the exercises, do the programs, and then we provide lunch. So it's just kind of an added thing. We didn't want to create a whole empire by ourselves. And so what we did is just we partnered with SPAR, and many people don't realize that, but we're the ones that bring in the daily lunch every single day to the SPAR facilities. So we encourage all of our seniors in Caddo Parish to contact their local SPAR that's right there in their community, and they'll have that.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. We have another caller?
Yes, we do. We have Barbara from Alexandria. Barbara, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Well, I just had one question. I am about to turn 65, and I am trying to plan my exit strategy, is what I'm calling it anyway. And I wondered if you had any tips for people that were looking at retirement and where to start planning.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what kind of strategies you said you're trying to plan.
Barbara, could you repeat yourself one more time?
Okay, I'm trying to plan an exit strategy from work. I am about to turn 65. I'm going to be retiring either at 65 or 66. I'm not sure which. And I'm just trying to decide who I could contact, who I can talk to help me make up my mind what I want to do.
Well, I'd like to invite you to call the Caddo Council on Aging and set up an appointment with myself or one of my coworkers. We can certainly get you started with that, particularly with the Medicare issues, start your Medicare education. But also, there are a lot of things to consider with your exit strategies, and we can point you in the right direction of who else you might need to talk to for some of that. Maybe financial planning, even maybe recreational planning might be something you have in mind. Okay, and they're telling me now, where do you live?
Alexandria.
I live in Alexandria.
Okay. Okay. Then you're gonna want to call your local council on aging to get started with that. You have one in Alexandria, the Sin Law. Have you heard of that?
What does Sin Law?
Central Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, because that's a little outside of our catchment area, but we can certainly, if you call me during office hours, I can get that number for you.
Tell her your name and spell it for her.
Okay, my name is Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T, last name Lyman, and I'm with the Caddo Council on Aging. And again, our phone number is 318-676-7900.
So, Barbara, thank you for your call, and I would urge you to, even though you live in Alexandria, give us a call, give Bridget a call and consult with her, and she will help you. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay.
Very much true.
Thank you both, Mr. Brown and Barbara, for your call. We invite other listeners to call in at 1-800-552-8502 if you want to join our conversation on senior independence living and how to make sure we all achieve that. Ladies?
Well, while we're waiting, I had a thought. We were talking a moment ago about recreational centers in Shreveport and partnering with SPAR, and we've also been talking about technology through most of the evening. I don't know. We have a tech talk that is offered through the County Council on Aging that takes place on Friday mornings at the Randall T. Moore Center. And that particular center, it's a SPAR center, but the staff who does that is actually a Council on Aging staff. And he works with seniors and their devices, their personal devices, whether it be a smartphone that they have that they're trying to learn to manipulate and use a little bit more, or a tablet, or whatever the case may be. So if they're, and he doesn't just work with seniors, but most of the audience is seniors. So if you're interested in, if you've got a new device or you're thinking about getting a new device and you want to learn all the magical things it can do for you, I think we would invite you to join him on Fridays at the Randall T. Moore Center.
When you use the word device, can you articulate what some devices are? What are four or five devices you're talking about?
It might be your cell phone, your smartphone. It might be your laptop computer. It might be a tablet that you use. An iPad, yeah. Anything that has some kind of computer technology associated with it, I think we hear them called devices.
And the idea is to help seniors use these devices to become more independent and to maintain their independence as they age,
right,
as we age.
Right. They can help seniors with a lot of practical things in daily life, and they can also help them with their social lives, help them keep in touch with loved ones that may not be near, living near them. So, they're very useful, and more and more seniors use them. I think it used to be that seniors didn't kind of shied away from it, but especially with our boomers plowing in, like Mary Alice told us about, I think we're going to see more and more of this.
And we have a question from Harold in East Texas. Harold, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, ma'am. I'm 71 years old, and I have serious issues going on with my spinal cord and neck, and a neurological disease that makes me dizzy from time to time. But anyway, I live in an RV. With all I have on it to get in and out is a set of manufactured fold-in step type things. And I've already fell off this thing one time, and I landed on my back, but I was extremely lucky. And I'm wondering if there's any social agency out there that might help me with getting a ramp or a decent set of steps with hand railings on them. And I'll close now and let you answer my question.
Well, I can kind of maybe give you some resources. This is Susie with Latan, and we are the Louisiana AT Act program for the state of Louisiana. But you have a program that is in Texas, and what I would need to do is I'm going to give you my phone number again, which is 318-841-1548. And if you contact me, I can put you in touch with the program that is in Texas.
And they can look at definitely providing you some options, resources, possibly funding options, some things like that, if that could be helpful for you.
Okay, thank you, Susie. Again, we ask you, our listeners, if you have a question, a comment, call it in at 1-800-552-8502. Also, you can listen to this program later on podcast. Isn't that true, Shelley?
Yes.
And so if you miss one of these numbers and you have a device called a computer, you can tune into redriverradio.org, www.redriverradio.org, and listen to the podcast and get people's numbers, all of our guests' numbers, so that if you miss the number, you can find it there and make those calls, and they will assist you. Mary Alice, where do you want to go from here?
This has just been fabulous. I want to say something here with the Tech Talk. And Bridget, thank you so much for mentioning Tech Talk, because we have people, we have 30, maybe 35 people, and we had no idea this would hit a nerve in Shreveport. But we have people 75, 80 that are bringing their iPhones in or their Androids in. The kids have bought them now this. And, you know, the worst person to ask someone to help you is your kids. You know, the grandkids are better. They're a little bit more patient with you. But it's wonderful because we go over, like, how do we turn it on? How do we turn it on? And you can ask that question to us about 10 times. But there's also, with the exciting, and I think Susie will talk about it, people say, well, my fingers won't quite hit those little, you know, those little things like the kids do. And with Siri and different of the voice technology, we're noticing that more and more of these devices, the seniors are able to actually talk into them. Is this correct, Susie?
That is correct. One of our most popular new items, I think a lot of people got them for Christmas too, is the Amazon Echo and the Amazon Dot. And that is some of the favorite across the board, where you're not just using Siri on your phone, but basically it's the same concept, but you're talking to Alexa, and you can ask questions, surf the internet, make a phone call, listen to your music, and zillion more things. I think I get a new email every day on what you can, the new thing you can do about Alexa. Parents need to be careful, because you know the kids want to ask all the homework questions to the Google and it'll give it to you. But it's definitely a new piece that we find to be super popular. We have unfortunately in our center in Shreveport, due to the wireless in the building there, it wasn't very functional. But at our center in Baton Rouge, it works like a charm. And we have people come in and go, oh, I have one of those at home. And they start talking to it right away. So, but it does things like, you know, things that we back probably less than 10 years ago would have cost you some astronomical amount of money, $20,000 to put those home, you know, home modifications or home, you know, making a smart home, they call it. And now you can get the Alexa or the Echo Dot for like $100, and you can get some of those little plug-ins for your wall, and it can turn on your lights. It can turn on, you know, you can set a sequence.
I am so excited about this. I've been telling Doug about this Echo, and I didn't know about it as much until you just said that. And for Fridays, we're definitely going to get an Echo and include that in Senior Talk Talk Day, because that is fabulous, Susie.
Yeah, it's really fun. And if you don't have one, you might think about getting one. I don't have one yet, but I can't wait to get one day.
It's on my wish list.
It's on mine too.
I'm a fanatic on that. I mean, you know, if I could get everybody to get these new watches by Apple, I would. They're just fabulous, and the numbers are huge. Right now, I can tell exactly what time it is because I can't see, you know. And so this is so exciting. I want to move it back to Paula for just a minute, because you know there's just the littlest things too that are so big. Paula and her class talked about the big staff, and when you're walking, your posture is so important. And I do that one exercise she tells me on that table, but she says you need a staff because you want to hold, stand up straight. The other day, Paula, I saw on Facebook or someplace where they've raised up the walker, and they finally have the walker handles up higher for the seniors. So tell us about that.
Ah, yes. So I guess you were paying attention, Mary Alice.
I do.
Well, one of the problems that takes place as you get older is that old man gravity starts to win the battle, so to speak. A lot of our muscles that hold us up straight when we're younger get a little more tired. Sometimes we get a little heavier, and we get into habits like sitting at a computer. What do? Our head folds down, and our neck tightens up, and our shoulders roll down, and when we stand up, we don't stand completely up. We have found in the medical world and also out in other areas that that staff like the climber uses, or like you see in some other old-timey pictures, where there's a homemade staff that is as tall as your shoulder, really helps individuals stand up straighter. And we found that in Parkinson's patients and some other types of problems where someone is really bent over, if we give them something a little bit higher to hold on to, that helps you to be more reminded that you should straighten up and be able to walk better. And a lot of our older people really like that because they have an old favorite staff that maybe they've used through the years, and so they can get back and use some of the things that are kind of fun for them. One of the other things that I like to do with posture is to have someone back up to the wall. If someone stands at the wall, it becomes kind of a measuring stick for what is straight and what isn't. And if you can back yourself up to the wall and try to get your back to the wall, and maybe even get the back of your head to the wall, that really tells you that you're standing up straight. So that'll also give you a target to work toward if you do have some posture issues. The other thing you need to know is that if your posture is forward, that leads your center of gravity to be forward, and you're going to possibly be more at risk to lose your balance forward.
Now I'm going to run back, and we're going to put a question back to this wonderful Dr. Vegan who's here, and Epthing, because you know what is really important to keep our seniors at home is not having depression. And this is probably one of many people are diagnosed with early Alzheimer's, and really they don't have Alzheimer's, but they're depressed. And so this is something really big. So I'm going to throw that back over to you. And I've been reading so much about music therapy, and I will say I'm very proud of myself. My grandkids got me on something called Napster, and so I downloaded all my favorite songs, and oh my goodness, it went back to Vanilla Fudge. And so I'm embarrassed. Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Kingston Trio. But you know what? When I'm depressed, and they put those earphones on me, and I've got my playlist, so I've already got my playlist ready to go. But let's talk about depression a little bit in seniors.
Well, it's, you know, when you're talking about depression looking like Alzheimer's disease, it's kind of a pseudo dementia. And of course, the best treatment for depression, in my view, is exercise is antidepressive, quality eating is antidepressive, and social interaction is antidepressive. And having a purpose in life, you know, and a mission, making a contribution, using one's abilities, if you will. And so when you're talking about, you know, learning new things, even if it is learning about devices, whether you're talking about exercise classes that are social, and then social, you know, involvement with games, for example, having people in, you know, forming game nights and so on. But I saw, you know, a lot of people with depression, we all sort of stand back and we say, well, it's not our business, you know, we don't want to bother the person. So there's sort of a conspiracy of silence around people who have depression. And so I always encourage many of my patients who are seniors to be physically active. And, you know, my thought is we should exercise every day until we die. And we can die after we've exercised, but not but not before.
That's beautiful.
Does that make sense? You know, so that if you are exercising and you die after you exercise, you've been living independently, which is ultimately your goal. So those are my thoughts about depression and seniors. We were going to ask Dr. Jeff Overdyke to join us sometime to talk about depression and aging, but you all... you know.
Yes, and he has got so many wonderful new ideas, and also he is very, very instrumental in a lot of medicine management, not over-medicating. Don't you agree?
Oh, I've been referring people to him, and he's done incredibly good work with my patients. I'm so impressed with him. I've yet to meet him, but I know he does excellent work.
Well, he's on our advisory council, so we're proud of it. We got Jeff on, absolutely. And let me ask you this. Many seniors kind of stay away from the idea of adult daycare, but many times that is something that's very, very helpful to keep the senior independent. And so we kind of encouraged and maybe looking, because at adult daycare, don't you agree, you have that social interaction. And so instead of the seniors staying home all by themselves all day, it's wonderful to get out maybe into a program and get that interaction.
Well, 75% of people are extroverted and need interaction with other people and seek that. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to throw something back on y'all because I'm interested to hear, because a lot of times driving, and we talked about that we were going to come back to that, and a lot of times people, especially they get depressed as seniors because maybe they're not able to drive. So if we can come back to that.
We may not get back to that because we have a call.
Well, we have a caller request and then a caller question. First of all, there's a caller who would like to know if there are any programs in Alexandria that help with home repairs, things like that, for people who have some physical disabilities, maybe seniors with physical disabilities. Do y'all know of any services like that in Alexandria?
Yes, under the Elder American Act, there is an area agency on aging, and every single part of the United States, we're a network. There is an area agency on aging in the Alexandria area, and they cover the surrounding parishes. And the name of that agency is CENLAW, CENLA, and they can call CENLAW just like they could call the Caddo Council on Aging, and they could find those resources with them. Again, if they cannot find the number on the internet for CENLAW, I don't have it currently with me, but you can call the Caddo Council on Aging and we will give you the number of the Area Agency on Aging in Alexandria.
And Mr. Harold from East Texas asked for your number again.
Okay, well, my number at Latin again is 318-841-1548. And just to speak a little bit more about the home modifications that we were talking about, if for some reason, just because I know around the state it's limited in finding people who are licensed, that have the knowledge they need to do the right type of modifications for aging in place. And so if they don't have the recommendations they need, that person in Alexandria can also call us at the 318-841-1548, and we can definitely direct them into some resources for home modifications or even consider possibly a CAPS assessment.
So. I'm supposed to thank all of you for being here, but I'm going to not do that and give you a minute to talk about Uber.
I would like to request, we need to have a whole nother segment, if we can, on options on transportation, because that's the one really big issue with seniors, and there's some exciting things going on in Shreveport with the new bus system, with the new intermittent terminals. You've seen those little buses going around. We've got some great things going on, and we've got Uber that has just been passed by the City Council, and call me and talk to me, because we've been pushing for this. Seniors need options, and so we're real excited that Uber is coming to town to help take that senior two blocks to the grocery store.
I'm going to thank all three of you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and for your enthusiasm. It's been incredible. And I thank you, our listeners, for calling in. Mary Alice Roundtree, Bridget Lyman, Susie Stewart, and Paula Fentner, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Shelley, over to you.
Health Matters is a program for informational purposes only. For all health questions, you should consult your physician or a health professional. The views and opinions expressed on Red River Radio may not necessarily reflect the opinions of Red River Radio, LSUS, or staff. This show is available for download from redriverradio.org. Health Matters is a production of Red River Radio. The producer is Renee Moran, with production assistance from Wally Derleth, Tim Snell, and Al Villarreal. Support for this program comes from the Noel Foundation and also from the Community Foundation of North Louisiana, and a gift from Kit and Lisa Gamble. Please join us next Thursday for Health Matters. I'm Dr. Shelley Visconti, along with Dr. Mark Vegan. Thank you for joining us this evening.